Welcome to Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Batting second. The DH, Reggie Jefferson. Batting third. The shortstop, Nomar Garcia-Para. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting sixth. The third baseman, John Valentin. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Darren Bragg. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Donnie Sadler. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Varitek. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jin Ho Cho. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roberto Alomar. Batting second. The center fielder, Brady Anderson. Batting third. The right fielder, Eric Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rafael Palmeiro. Batting fifth. The DH, Joe Carter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, B.J. Surhoff. Batting 7th. The third baseman, Cal Ripken. Batting 8th. The catcher, Chris Hoyles. Batting 9th. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Doug Drabek. And now, play ball. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards 3rd. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jefferson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hoyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garcia-Para is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Garcia-Para hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar strikes out. One out. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson strikes out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn hits a fly ball into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Surhoff settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Valentin hits a pop-up towards first. Palmeiro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Cho covering, for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter strikes out. Two outs. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Surhoff hits a pop-up towards short. Garcia-Para settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Bragg hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Bragg reaches second base with a double. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Varitek hits a line drive into center field. Anderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alomar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyles bunts in front of the plate. Varitek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ripken moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bordick hits a line drive into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar strikes out. Two outs. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Anderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Anderson takes first base on ball 4. Ripken moves to third. Hoyles moves to second. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 4-0, Orioles. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Palmeiro is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn fields the ball and throws to Cho covering. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. There goes Palmeiro. The throw from Varitek and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Jefferson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jefferson takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garciaparra is 0 for 1 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. B.J. Surhoff batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Surhoff is 0 for 1 in the game. Surhoff hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Sadler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoyles hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentin is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darren Bragg batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bragg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Bragg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sadler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sadler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bragg moves to third. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. There goes Sadler. The throw from Hoyles and he is safe. Sadler steals second. Jason Varitek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Varitek is 0-for-1 in the game. Varitek takes first base on ball 4. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Surhoff. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Bragg scores. Sadler scores. Varitek moves to third. It's 4-2, Orioles. Reggie Jefferson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jefferson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Jefferson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 0-for-2 in the game. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Varitek scores. Lewis scores. It's Red Sox, 4, Orioles, 4. Norm Charlton now pitching. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Vaughn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Red Sox. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Leary takes first base on ball 4. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Orioles 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Bordick batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. Bordick takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0-for-2 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Alomar reaches second base with a double. Bordick moves to third. Brady Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Anderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bordick scores. Alomar moves to third. It's 6-5, Red Sox. Eric Davis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. One out. It's Red Sox, 6. Orioles, 6. Ron Mahaty now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Anderson. The throw from Varitek and he is safe. Anderson steals second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Palmeiro takes first base on ball four. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Anderson moves to third. Palmeiro moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter is walked intentionally. BJ Surhoff is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Surhoff is 0-for-2 in the game. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Anderson scores. Palmeiro scores. Carter moves to third. It's 8-6, Orioles. Carlos Reyes now pitching. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sadler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Hoyle's batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Hoyle's is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoyle's takes first base on ball four. Surhoff moves to second. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reyes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Johns now pitching. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Bragg is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bragg strikes out. One out. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Sadler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sadler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johns fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Varitek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Varitek takes first base on ball four. Darren Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Johns fires to first and has Varitek trapped. There's the throw to Bordick who tags Varitek for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Orioles will come to bat. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Alomar for the out. One out. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Anderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got five RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Bragg settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lewis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johns fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Damon Buford pinch hits for Reggie Jefferson. Damon Buford batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Buford takes first base on ball four. Nomar Garciaparra is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Garciaparra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buford moves to third. Movon batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Vaughn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Buford scores. Garciaparra moves to third. It's 8-7, Orioles. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Leary is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. O'Leary hits a line drive towards third. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Valentin is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Valentin is 0-for-3 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Red Sox 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Derek Lowe now pitching. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmeiro is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a pop-up beyond short. Garciaparra can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Palmeiro moves to second. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Surhoff is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Surhoff hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palmeiro moves to third. Carter moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ripken hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vaughn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hoyles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Palmeiro tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-7, Orioles. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bordick takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to third. Surhoff moves to second. Roberto Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Alomar hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Darren Bragg is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Bragg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bragg hits a pop-up towards short. Bordick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Sadler is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Sadler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sadler hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Mills now pitching. Jason Varitek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Varitek is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Varitek hits a ball on the ground towards first. Palmeiro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Varitek for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Red Sox 7. The Orioles will come to bat. Dario Veras now pitching. Brady Anderson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Anderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Anderson takes first base on ball four. Eric Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 5 RBIs. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Anderson moves to second. Rafael Palmeiro is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Palmeiro is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Palmeiro hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Anderson moves to third. Davis moves to second. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Valentin fields it and throws to first for the out. Anderson scores. 2 outs. It's 10-7, Orioles. B.J. Surhoff is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Surhoff is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Surhoff hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sadler fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis scores. It's 11-7, Orioles. Cal Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Surhoff moves to second. Chris Hoyles is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hoyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Hoyles hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Becker now playing right field. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitra Cummings pinch hits for Damon Buford. Mitra Cummings is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 0 strikes. Cummings takes first base on ball 4. Nomar Garciaparra batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Garciaparra is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Garciaparra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ripken fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 11, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Oriole Park at Camden Yards in Baltimore.